It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Here we go into the final hour of our program today. Normally on until 6 o'clock, today till 5 o'clock, because from 5 to 6 we'll have the Padres Roundtable. Commercial-free hour of nothing but Padres talk for you to enjoy. Ben Higgins hosts it. Scraby and I are part of it. It's coming up at 5 o'clock. And then after that, stick around. Don't get home yet. Drive around the block for a while longer because you don't want to miss the Scraby Chronicles from 6 to 7.
I went through the schedule,
yeah.
The remaining schedule.
And remaining Padres schedule.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. And I did a deep dive into how many games they're playing against teams under 500, over 500.
Breaking it down.
We talked about it on the roundtable.
A little bit.
They have
an easy schedule, basically.
Very hard August, though.
But August is tough.
August is very tough. They're playing the Red Sox. They're playing the Dodgers and the Giants twice.
Right.
That's not an easy.
They
want to be
if they turn for home in September, then the schedule is very favorable for them.
Yes,
but I've said this many times. You agree with me? I think the schedule is fun to talk about, but it doesn't mean that much because you still got to go out and win those games.
Yeah.
How many times have we looked at a schedule, especially in football? Right. You look. Oh boy, the Bills play this team and that team and the. You know, the Patriots play this team, and then it doesn't go that way anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, you still got to go out and win the games. All right, we're going to do a little Chris versus the fans. Speaking of winning games, if you can win, you will get qualified for a chance to win our grand prize. Two-night stay at Park MGM Las Vegas. Two tickets to see my wife's good friend, Tommy Lee. She wanted to meet him one time. Two tickets to Motley Crue on September 19th. You also get a $100 gas card. Catch Motley Crue, Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live, Park MGM, September 12th through October 3rd. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Don't go with your cheating girlfriend. Because, you know, Motley Crue might put you on the screen.
That's the place where you go, is Motley Crue concert.
You think you could get away with it there?
Yes.
Unlike a Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
All right, let's go do some... one thing before we get to Christopher the Fan. Mark Ziegler, who's so good to us, has a story out that I think you should read. I'll talk about it in the next segment, but it has to do with Miles Byrd, the Aztecs basketball player, who has done something very, very cool. Very, very good. Very, very noteworthy. And I will explain it if you don't want to go look it up yourself. But we'll talk about that after we play Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me. This guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free today. All right, let me get the phones up real quick. There we go. There we go. Chris, 1 through 6. Give me a number.
6 today.
6.
I
all right.
3 yesterday.
We're going Johnny in Escondido. Hello,
hey,
Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
What's up, guys?
Not too much.
Nothing, sure.
You ready to play?
Good luck to you.
Let's do it.
All right.
Ready.
Speaking of cheaters, what player was suspended as a result of the Deflategate scandal in 2015?
A clue, he's 47 years old now.
And he's dating Sofia Vergara.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. He's dating Tom Sofia.
Good job.
And
good
he doesn't
job.
Find her to be too old.
Now I can say Brandon's joke. Brandon is zinging like crazy. He said, cheating going on at Gillette Stadium? I can't imagine.
Can't imagine, Robert Kraft.
Okay, go ahead. All right, here we go. Second question. What NFL quarterback once kicked a 91-yard punt during a game?
That's true. He was a great punter, this guy.
John Elway?
John Elway was not a great punter, unfortunately. Yeah, this is too bad. You know, Johnny, sorry, because Scraby knows I know this one.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know? I knew this one. Oh,
no.
You know what happened?
We talked Cordell Stewart before.
We talked about this on a day you were not here.
Oh.
Yeah, I talked all about this. Randall Cunningham was a great punter at UNLV in college.
Oh.
And he punted for the Eagles. He probably kicked 20 punts in his career. It wasn't like just a one-time thing.
Interesting.
And he once had a 91-yard punt.
Sorry, so he's Johnny. Better than Cordell Stewart at punting?
Yeah, oh yeah, way better. Randall okay. Cunningham was a legit punter. Like I said, he punted. I could look it up while you're doing the next question,
it's
but
right.
I think he punted
it's
20
right.
or so times in his career.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. We're going to go to Francisco. Hello, Francisco.
Francisco.
Hello, I'm Madonna, and I'm with my dad, Francisco, and
okay.
we're ready to
You want
okay.
to play?
We're ready
to
play.
What was your name one more
yeah.
time?
What was your name?
Uttercon.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I know he beeped the phone. What was it?
Uttercon.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Are you saying a swear word and your phone's bleeping it out?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but anyway, how old are you? Can you tell us that?
I'm 10.
10 years old. All right. He's playing
Chris I'm just going to say
fan.
Francisco, and here we go to question number
All
one.
All right. Could be our youngest winner here, I think.
All right, I got to come up with a question.
Are you making them up as you go?
Well, I want to make it.
Just ask a question. Don't worry about the age. It's got a Francisco's right next to him there.
What
like.
Day last week did Manny Machado collect his 2000th hit?
What day of the week?
Yes.
I don't think I even know, so he didn't maybe have to know. You got a guess?
Yeah. What day of the week?
Wednesday,
he says. Oh, that's not right.
I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. I was out of town, right? So I didn't really pay that close of attention. How about, I don't even want to get it right. Thursday? Did they even play Thursday? I don't know.
They did. They played the Diamondbacks
okay.
on Thursday.
When did
Thursday.
He have his hit?
Monday.
All right, Monday. Good for yes. you, Francisco's son. You're still alive.
Someone said on the chat, Esteban, and someone else said, beeped upon.
Yeah, he keeps bleeping the phone.
Yeah, when you're done with this, go listen back to the segment. You'll know what I'm talking about. But we're still here. Let's go to question number two. Who is supposedly the starting quarterback for the New York Jets this year?
Jets starting quarterback this year.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Gonna have to come up with this one because I do know it.
Any football.
Gonna guess.
Kenny Pickens,
I think I heard.
Kenny Pickett?
I did, yeah. That's what I heard. Was the answer.
No, I heard it too.
Justin Fields?
Oh. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry. Please call back again.
Sorry, we think Esteban, but thanks for playing, man.
Yes.
10 years old, that takes a lot of guts to come on and play.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. It does.
Not easy.
Oh, wow. They just hung up.
Scraby and I, you and I don't get nervous about coming on the radio. So I've told 10 years old, that's not easy. Really.
I've told this story before, but before I got into radio, way before, I called into a sports talk show.
You
and
did.
I wanted to give an opinion. And then they came to me and I got so nervous I hung up.
Before you could answer the question.
They went, Matt, you're on. And I went, click. Now I know the how. Yeah, anyway.
Just to finish the Randall Cunningham story, 1989, he had a 91-yard punt. 5 years later, he was still with the Eagles, and he punted it again. He had an 80-yard punt. And then 3 years after that with the Vikings, he had a 65-yard punt. Like, he was really good.
Yeah,
he kicked
good
20
punts
in his career.
Those are good punts,
okay.
I got to say.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our next contestant, Kevin from Oceanside. Hello.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, it sounds like
I'm hit. Go ahead.
All right.
Let's go.
Who is the current manager of the Cincinnati Reds?
Red Legs. Just got his 2,000th career win the other night, by the way. Pretty popular manager.
Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, God. Kevin's not coming up with it.
Francona.
Francona at the last second.
It's great.
Don't be looking it up.
Woo-hoo!
I think he's driving.
Oh, he's driving. Okay,
yeah.
You got it. Terry Francona.
All right, question number two. And I loved your reaction, by the way. That was a good one. Let's see. Let's ask a Padres question. Who holds the Padres record for most stolen bases in a single season?
In a single season.
This is tough.
In the last 20 years or 50 years?
Ever.
Ever, yes.
Yeah,
and
sorry.
I would say since the start of 1980.
It was after 1980, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. That's tough.
Let's go Templeton.
Templeton, he says. Tempe.
Stay there.
I could miss this. I don't think I'm going to miss it. I think it's Alan Wiggins. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I set you up for failure.
Alan Wiggins, yeah.
Padres
have had some very good stolen base guys.
Stole 70.
Wiggins?
Yep.
Yeah, Tony's dad is in the high 50s 1 year.
Yep.
We had Gene Richards, Jerry Mumphrey, both, I think, got over 50 in the same year. Jerry Coleman, you know when Jerry Coleman was the manager? Remember that? Jerry Coleman was the manager, right?
Yes,
okay.
The announcer.
Right, the great Jerry Coleman. He was the Padres manager 1 year, and they didn't have a great season. But the one thing they did... The year that he was managing, they stole the opposition blind. Jerry Coleman, I think he just put the steal sign on every time.
Really?
And I'm looking for it here because I want to back up what I'm saying. What year was Jerry? Okay, here it is. Jerry was the manager 1980, okay? In that season, you had Ozzie Smith had 57. Yeah, Jerry Mumphrey, 52. Gene Richards, 61.
Mm.
Had three guys running wild that year.
That is
under Jerry Coleman.
That is a lot.
I know.
All right, here we go to question or to our next contestant.
Even Juan Eichelberger, a relief pitcher, had one stolen base that year.
Juan Eichelberger.
Yeah, don't remember that guy?
No, I don't.
I remember that name.
You do?
Yeah, sure. Juan Eichelberger. He had one steal that year.
All right. Let's go to our next contestant, John in Carlsbad.
Hello, John.
How are we doing, fellas? I'm going to change my name to Juan Eichelberger.
There you go. All right. Good going, John. Juan.
Here we go. Question number one. What former Dodger second baseman was traded to the Reds in the offseason and beat the Padres a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Former Dodger middle infielder. He plays a lot of positions, actually.
Gavin Lux?
Yep.
That is correct.
Good job. Good work there.
Here we go. Good job there,
Juan.
Juan Eichelberger.
Yeah.
Question number two. All right, finally done with some Home Run Derby questions. What team has represented the Home Run Derby winner the most with 4 wins?
Okay. team has had four winners in the Home Run Derby? Tough one.
That is a tough one. I'm going to go with the Dodgers just because.
Dodgers.
Dodgers?
Stay there.
Four different winners, right?
Yeah, yeah. Over yeah. time, how many? Which okay. team?
This is a shot in the dark, so I'll say the. I don't know why I think the Mariners. I know Rowley just won it. I know Juan Gonzalez or Juan Rodriguez. Julio Rodriguez, Griffey. I'm going to say Mariners.
Mariners.
Yeah.
Oh. You're still alive, John. It's still the Yankees.
It is the Yankees.
Yeah.
Okay. So John / Juan goes to the final question.
Here we go with that final question.
All right.
I have a feeling Chris is going to know this, but here
we
go.
That means that Juan's got to get it here.
What position did Mickey Mantle originally play in the minor leagues before being moved to the outfield?
Yep. As a youngster in Oklahoma growing up, the... I forgot the name of the town.
I'm gonna choose between shortstop and second base because I think it's a middle infield, but I'll go with the more popular option at shortstop.
Wow! Nice job, John. You are the winner.
Very good. I got that right?
You got did. That right.
Smart
Stay
thinking,
on the line.
John. Good job. He grew up in Commerce, Oklahoma. He was known as the Commerce Comet before he became the great Mickey Mantle.
So where I found this question, it said that he was...
Shortstop.
He was so bad at shortstop because he just continually made multiple errors all the
so
time.
So they moved him out of there and did all the rest is history. I wonder... Look, it's not surprising, really. I mean, it's a very good guess by you, John. But, you know, shortstop are normally the best athletes on young teams. And
what
that's
is Jackson
why you have
Merrill?
Fernando, you have Machado, you have Cronenworth, you have Merrill, you have all these guys play shortstop. So it's not that surprising, but well done by you. More Gwen and Chris coming up after traffic and Scraby gives John his prize.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Scraby, do not draft Mike Williams this year in the Fantasy Football League.
Good call.
He is retired. It was kind of an uneven career, was it not?
Yeah.
He was expected to do great things for the Chargers.
Was hurt.
Hurt. Didn't do much. And
had
then
Right.
Every now and again, he'd do enough to make you think, well, I'm going to pick him up off the waiver wire.
Maybe he's there, yeah.
Yeah. You'd always be sorry you did. He's retired. That's a little football news. As we come back to the program, Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr., with the Padres as they head on into Washington, D.C. tomorrow night, or tomorrow late afternoon, actually, 3:45 start for Dylan Cease. Mike Soroka will pitch for the Nats. Saturday, it'll be Yu Darvish, left-hander Mitchell Parker. Sunday, it'll be Nick Pivetta in a matchup of all-stars against Mackenzie Gore. Mm. Good matchup on Sunday.
Did you see John Smoltz talking about the Juan Soto trade on the All-Star game?
Did not. No.
Okay, so I know this is, they were highlighting Mackenzie Gore and James Wood and CJ Abrams, but he said that the Nationals won the Juan Soto trade. And I'm like, you didn't even bring up anything that the Padres got in return. Like, anything. Not Michael King, not Higashioka, not Randy Vasquez. And I get it. I'm a Padres guy, so I got a little perturbed by it. But you got to bring up both sides. You can't just say, oh, they won the Juan Soto trade. Because that's not true. They're a terrible team.
Yeah, they got three great players for Juan Soto. But Padres ended up with Dylan Cease. Padres ended up with Michael King. Padres ended up with Kyle Higashioka.
Yeah.
But I think even more important than any of that,
your guy,
is that because they got Juan Soto, the Padres, maybe because of that, went to the NL Championship Series.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I think you got to take into account.
Yeah.
And the Nationals, though the future seems bright with those three young players, have not really been out of last place since they made the trade. So I don't see how you can summarily just hand it to them.
Yeah, and their GM and coach got, or manager got fired. Like, think if they won the trade,
yeah, you
then
think
they
our manager would, our general manager would get fired.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
I'm saying is if they won the trade decisively, the Padre general manager would get fired, not the Nationals.
Yeah, if AJ Preller got fleeced, it would be a different story.
Yes.
But he did not get fleeced.
If he got hoodwinked, You like that word? here's a. Something that, you know, Scraby and I like to talk about these kinds of things because it's important and it's beyond sports, but it has to do with sports. And in this one, it has to do with Miles Byrd of the Aztecs. And Mark Ziegler wrote the story today. It's online at San Diego Union Tribune, or if you look up Mark Ziegler and, you know, they list his articles. Mark, you know, these are the kind of articles, you know, that he excels at. And he's already a good writer. Miles Byrd is a great Aztec player, and he's coming back this season after dabbling with going into the NBA draft. Here's something you did not know about Miles Byrd, and here's something that nobody knew about Miles Byrd until now. Miles Byrd has type 1 diabetes. Mark Ziegler wrote about that today, and he wrote about it because Miles Byrd, to his credit, is no longer ashamed to talk about it.
Very nice.
And this is why I bring it up, because what Miles Byrd is doing here as a tremendously gifted Division I athlete who could eventually go on into the NBA, he's not the first athlete ever to succeed with type 1 diabetes, but the fact that he's coming out and explaining that he has it and he deals with it and he's overcoming it, or it, I shouldn't say overcome it, because he's got to live with this forever,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But with it, he's still accomplishing what he's accomplishing. By doing this, he is a beacon of hope for a lot of people out there who are afflicted by the same thing. So I really give Miles Byrd a lot of credit for, you know, willing to come out and say this and allow Mark Ziegler to write about it. And the story is really good now that, you know, we have a type 1 diabetes. Some people have type 2. There's all kinds of differences between the two. But suffice to say that Miles Byrd, to this day, has to leave practice often, go back and get a shot of insulin, whatever it might be, might have to stop because he needs some sort of fortification, oranges or whatever it might be to get him through it. The trainer of the Aztecs, Serge Ibarra, who we've talked about before. I can't tell you how good this guy is, Sergio Ibarra. He was the guy that came out on the floor last year when Gwath went down. The referee was – player was about to dunk on him. And Sergio was like holding it all up. Sergio's great. But Sergio has to give Miles Byrd shots during games sometimes. And in the past, it's always been they go back to the locker room and people – his own teammates would wonder what's going on, right? Well, finally, Miles Byrd got to the point last year where he just, you know, put a towel up and started taking the shot on the bench. Anyway, he's come out now. I think it's really impressive of Miles Byrd to admit this, let us understand that he deals with this.
Yeah.
Not easy to do.
No.
And to do it publicly. And he says he's, you know, wants to get it out there now because he, hope he can help people make them understand that. It's not a, sentence that has to keep you on the sidelines.
Yeah,
so congrats to Miles Byrd on this one.
Definitely.
And I hope people read the story. Or if you don't read it yourself, show it to somebody who should read it.
Yeah.
Somebody you know that might have diabetes. Somebody, a family member, somebody they know has diabetes.
Or someone who's newly diagnosed and they are feeling uncomfortable with
it. How about a 9-year-old kid that just found out he has diabetes and now wonders, what does this mean?
Yeah, now you can point to Miles Byrd. You could also, Dominic said Mark Andrews is someone who also is.
Yes, Mark Andrews of the Ravens talked quite a bit about that.
I appreciate this a lot because it takes a lot. Because if you're not, I don't think he was embarrassed by it, but he just didn't really want people to know about it.
Yeah, right. No, I agree with you. He wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't an embarrassment thing. He just didn't want people to think of him any differently.
Yeah, but now he's to a point where he's able to talk about it, and he's able people and not to make it about me, but people always ask me, why are you so open on the radio about your past with alcohol? And I'm like, well, I'm at a point where I can talk about it and help people, so I appreciate Miles Byrd for this.
Good for Miles Byrd. Some of the other athletes that have talked about this, you mentioned Mark Andrews right there. How about J.J. Spahn?
Really?
Did not know.
Did not know that either.
J.J. Spahn has type 1 diabetes. Chris Dudley was a great center in the NBA from Torrey Pines High School, another alum. Anyway, there's many others. But kudos to Miles Byrd, and more kudos maybe to Mark Ziegler for being able to establish a relationship with a player that he covers to where the player feels comfortable enough to open up to him
totally
about this.
You have to find that. For Miles Byrd, I would imagine you have to find that guy that you know is going to tell this story in the right way.
Yeah. So it'll be in the paper, I would imagine, tomorrow, but you don't have to wait. You can see it online.
Got some other ones. Noah Gray. Michael King's charity is for type 1 diabetes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good on Miles Byrd. All right, more Gwen and Chris. I think we got a big five.
We do.
To wrap things up after the break. Is Shane Gillis funny? Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ella, Tony Gwynn Jr. Probably in Washington, D.C. by now, but Padres should be there, I would think. They play tomorrow.
Let me check my flight app. I checked it
this
morning.
Yes, you do. You actually, whenever he or I go on a flight somewhere.
Or anyone I know.
Or anybody you know, you stalk the flight.
I definitely stalk the flight. Let me check. I just found it.
See if Tony and them, they have landed.
It just arrived 14 minutes ago.
The Eagle has landed. Yes. All right, so the Padres are in D.C. Very good. Shane Gillis was the host of the ESPYs last night. Did not watch, hardly cared.
Well, once they taped delayed it, I was out.
You're out. Yeah. Philadelphia Eagles were named the best team, if that means anything. As I predicted, Barkley got the best play of the year for the backward leap. Although I still would take J.J. Spahn's putting at the U.S. Open. I'm much more impressed, even though the backward leap was incredible. Here's my thinking on it. Barkley could do that again if he, you know, needed to. How many guys can drop in a 70-foot putt to win the U.S. Open? Again. Like, that to me was a once-in-a-lifetime shot.
It was, yeah.
All right. Anyway, Shane Gillis is, it depends, I guess, which camp you're in. I'm going to give you the line that they're talking about the most, and then you tell me whether this was funny or not.
Okay.
Said Shane Gillis. He's talking about the WNBA. He's talking about that he loved Caitlin Clark. He said, we're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a lot of threes.
Okay, that's funny.
I actually think that was funny. But then he said, okay, there you go. Lighten up a little. It's not serious. And then he said, let's see about this one. And then he told another joke about Caitlin Clark.
Are these radio friendly?
I think this is radio friendly, okay. But I don't think it fell flat and it just didn't work.
All right.
He said, when Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women.
Oh.
Yeah, he missed badly there.
Oh.
Yeah. So, all right, I had two lines. One was funny. One was just a swing and a whiff completely, was it not? It's not funny, and it's not, reading the room too well, as the old saying
goes. I know,
goes.
There's a bunch of WNBA players there. There's a lot of people there that probably didn't enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't think that was good.
I can see why some people would think it's funny, but I guess...
Well, the room apparently didn't like him. Nobody laughed.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm sure they didn't. And
yeah.
I don't know how these guys who host these events like just continue on after they tell a joke that wasn't received
That's tough. I have a question. Does Shane Gillis have to run his jokes by somebody?
I'm sure.
So somebody read that one and said, we'll give it a shot.
I would assume, because it was on ABC, it's a family station.
Can't just give him carte blanche to say whatever joke he wants without somebody looking at it. Yeah, he's an edgy comedian. All right, let's check traffic and then finish up with the Big Five, folks.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Padres diehard who played in Chris Fantabulous Sports Game Show says, I'm a black man and been to Waffle House. It was hilarious and accurate.
Oh,
I just don't know what we're allowed to laugh at anymore,
okay,
to be quite honest.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with Padre Diehard there. It's glad he found it funny. I don't think a lot of people would find that funny.
I don't mind if people find it funny, but like personally, if I were to laugh and be like, that was the most hilarious joke in the world, I would be nervous that someone would take my job.
We already lost our job earlier today when we admitted to being criminals.
Good point,
both
Chris.
You and I.
Yes,
both
go back Scrape to 220. We tell our jail stories.
Both of us have been in jail, so that's all you need to know about how, you know, hard we are to handle.
Yeah, and we both didn't enjoy it.
No.
Number five.
There are going to be two MLB.com offerings in the Big Five today, but the start to the second half power rankings are out on MLB.com. Padres are number 10 on that list. So, Chris, are the Tigers, Cubs, Dodgers, Astros, Mets, Blue Jays, Brewers, Phillies, and the Yankees better than the Padres?
I would even say that probably the teams that are 11, 12, and 13 might be better than the Padres at this moment, to be honest with you. I think 10's probably fortunate.
You think the Yankees are better
than the Padres?
I don't think so.
The Padres, I said it on the round table. You'll hear the whole round table in about 20 minutes. I think the Padres, and I've said this on our show, as they're currently constructed today, are not going to make the playoffs. Today's team. That's the one without Michael King.
Yeah.
That's the one with a recovering Yu Darvish. And that's the one with a struggling just about everybody on offense except Manny Machado and Gavin Sheets. That team's not going to the playoffs. They're going to need to get better, and they're going to need to make a trade or two to make it, I think. So I think 10 is too high.
I think 10 is right. Okay. I would say they're better than the... you're right with the currently constructed thing, but the Yankees have struggled this year. Their pitching is a mess. They have, obviously, Aaron Judge, but the Yankees have... lost first place, and they are not really playing well right now.
No.
But 10's fine.
Padres are 38-41 since the first 2 weeks of the season. That's not the 10th best team in the league.
That is correct. If you're going to hit me with stats like that,
sorry,
Chris.
Sorry about that.
Real quick, just to finish up the Shane Gillis thing, apparently there are a team of writers for this, and so he did not write his own jokes.
Oh, no, I know, but he's going to get credit for them because he said them.
Because he said them, and he can say, I don't want to say that, I guess.
Yes, he can. I'm sure he has right of refusal, but my point being is that I'm sure there's a team of writers, I get that, but who looks at it? Does somebody beyond that look at it before it goes on the air? I would think somebody does.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning like, decides.
All right, unlock this
did
one.
Did you know in the famous Peyton Manning sketch on Saturday Night Live where he's throwing the footballs
at
the kids?
Oh, yeah, great.
Funniest sketch ever. He didn't want to do it.
Really?
No. He thought it was going to look terrible. But he said that he was switched around by all the parents of the actual kids who were begging him to throw footballs at their kid. And
that is good.
But here's the other behind-the-scenes thing. Every one of the footballs that he threw at the kids was a Nerf football.
Oh.
Like, it didn't really hurt them. I was disappointed to hear that. I was hoping...
Oh, you wanted a real football.
Yes, I wanted a little damage done. That's the funniest
skit. I remember that
ever,
commercial,
though.
And it was hilarious.
It's not a commercial.
It's a skit. Yeah, it's hilarious.
If you never saw Peyton Manning's SNL football skit, you're probably in the minority, but you got to watch it because it's going to make you laugh.
I like Woods' impression of Eli Manning. Hey, Peyton. He's just always trying to like bring up the past.
Number
number four.
Another MLB.com, and I just realized the time, so we're going to have to boogie.
All right, hurry up.
They put out their third poll for Rookie of the Year, and the writers have Jacob Wilson for the American League and Jacob Mizorowski of the Brewers. Again, Mizorowski has only five starts and has been very good, but he's only made five starts this season. I do know, Chris, that Paul Skeens won last year after starting the season late. But I don't get why players who have played all year can't get the nod. The second place vote was Drake Baldwin. What am I missing, Chris?
You're missing the fact that baseball, as Trey Turner pointed out, is becoming clickbait instead of, rewarding who should get the thing.
Good answer.
Aaron Judge is more clickbait than the big dumper. But I think the dumper's having a better year.
He is.
But everybody wants Aaron Judge to win it. And same thing with this Mizorowski. I don't want to totally blow the kid off.
No, I don't either.
He may go 10-0 in the second half, and if he does, he's going to win it. But based on at this moment, you cannot give it to him in five games over Drake Baldwin, who's, by the way, started opening day for the Braves.
Yep.
And was the reason that they were able to trade Travis d'Arnaud. And the reason that
Travis Turner left in free agency, but yeah, the reason.
Okay, allow him to go, yeah. Right? And Sean Murphy can, is DHing.
Yep.
Yeah, Baldwin's got, you got to give it to somebody who plays all the time at this moment.
I just feel
it's
like
clickbait now. It's all click, click, click.
All of a sudden.
Click, click.
All of a sudden, it's like this Jacob Mizorowski guy is the biggest thing in baseball right
Jacob
now.
Jacob Mizorowski might be smart to never pitch again.
Just to live off of this for the rest of his life.
They might put him in the Hall of Fame if he just never pitched again.
He has stuff in the Hall of Fame now because of his historic start. So.
And he threw the five fastest pitches in the All-Star game, and so everybody thought he deserved that proved that he deserved to be there. I just want to remind everybody that of those five pitches that were thrown that fast, two of them were hit to the warning track and caught.
Yes.
So it could have been a different outcome. I want to give this guy a chance, but I don't like how much he's getting.
They're pushing him on us
so soon.
Number three.
Kansas City Chiefs, this is a serious one, but star wide receiver Rashee Rice was sentenced to 30 days of jail time and 5 years probation today for his role in a multi-car crash late last year. According to a press release from the Dallas County District Attorney's Office, he pleaded guilty in district court to two third-degree felony charges, collision involving serious bodily injury and racing on a highway causing bodily injury. Rice received deferred adjudication, sources told ESPN, which means that if the case will be dismissed, if he completes the probation. Before his plea agreement, Rice also paid over $115,000 in restitution to the victims of the March 2024 crash for their medical expenses, according to the district attorney. So, the NFL now has a choice of how many games to suspend Rashee Rice. Chris, how many games should he be suspended?
Four. It's fine with me.
I think
what
fair.
Did he get? What did he
no,
get?
He hasn't. They haven't suspended
they haven't
him
said,
yet. No.
Yeah. Quarter of the season. He's getting 30 days in jail. I like to. I this offense. You know that. Driving like an idiot and endangering people.
He's driving 119 miles an hour on the freeway.
Yes, I would love to see, this no longer happen ever again anymore.
Yeah.
But, I can't go more than four games.
I think four is fair, but I think he's probably going to get two.
Okay.
Move on.
Yeah.
Number two.
We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah. Jon Rahm. On the course today at the Open, got mad at a fan because the fan he hit a drive and the fan whistled apparently. So it's the audio is hard to hear, but you can find this on social media. He said, "Quote, really whistling? Right, great time, right in my backswing. Very smart, whoever it was." And he's angry, okay. But he said after "If I were to paint a picture, you have the hardest tee shot on the course, raining into the wind off the left. It's enough. I know they're not doing it on purpose. It just seemed like somebody trying to get a hold of someone, or for whatever it is, it was bad timing. I think I just used the moment to let out any tension I had in me. Really, that's not it. Really." It is what it is. To be honest, it probably didn't affect as much as I made it sound like. It was a bad swing as well. Just a difficult hole. I mean, it's frustrating, but it is what it is. It's an everyday thing in golf. End quote.
My question, blah, blah, blah.
My question, yes. My question is, if Wyndham Clark has to go to anger management, does Jon Rahm have to go to anger management? And my answer is, if Wyndham Clark's going, Jon Rahm needs to go first.
You're sending him up.
Because Jon Rahm does this all the time. all the time.
That I don't know.
He does it all the time, Chris. He throws his clubs. Yeah. He swears.
Yeah.
He gets mad upset at the drones that are flying around. He is the king right now in golf of blaming other people.
Fair.
Making noises during his swing.
Well, then maybe he does need some help. I would say this. I am a, weekender at best on the course. You know this. Remember the story I told you that one time when I was at Mission Bay on the seventh hole, which is right by Mission Boulevard, and you go in your backswing on the tee shot, and some guy's driving by going, lays on the horn to try to mess you up? I still hit it down the middle on that one.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I'm just saying, if I can do that, John Rahm can put out of his head a whistle. Please. You guys, I get that you want it quiet. It should be quiet. But life isn't always that way. You're a professional golfer. Get over yourself. Hit the ball. And if it doesn't go well, stop blaming everybody else.
I kind
honestly
of agree with
I can't
you.
Deal with that
I
anymore.
I kind of agree with you. Number one. All right. So Ben Verlander was at the red carpet for the All-Star game, and he asked a bunch of MLB players, how many hits is the average fan going to get off of an MLB pitcher in 100 at-bats? Here is what some of them said.
Your average fan has 100 at-bats against a big league pitcher. How many hits are they getting?
None.
Zero.
Zero.
False.
Zero.
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 Zero. Really zero.
Guaranteed they're not standing a chance.
Zero.
I would go watch that.
I'll be generous and say one.
Maybe one. Maybe one.
We'll be one.
Yeah, we'll be generous.
Maybe three or four.
Zero.
They'll put the ball in play maybe once, but if there's fielders in the field, they won't get a hit.
Zero.
Fernando said zero as well. So here is my question.
Yeah.
Do you think if I were to step into a box in 100 at bats, do you think I would get one hit?
No.
I do. I'm not saying I'm great. I'm not saying I'm better than these guys. I'm not saying that I would even get good contact on the ball. But out of 100 swings, a fastball or a chain or whatever down the middle, just put the bat out there. You might get a hit.
Who's going to put them all down the middle for you?
And well, that's
one,
true.
Number two, you're not going to know what pitch is coming if you're stepping into an at-bat.
That's true.
I'm giving you zero. I'm giving myself zero. The only guy in this show is going to have more than zero is a guy who's
Don't
on all-star
Tony.
Break. He's on all-star break right now. He's going to have more than zero. He's a big league player.
He did have some hits.
Come on. Yeah, I don't see it, Scraby. Here's what I'm going to compare it to, and then we got to go for the round table. They had a tennis tournament here many years ago, and they had some pros for a media day.
Okay.
And I'm not talking Roger Federer. I'm just talking some ordinary guys on the tour. And they had us go across, and they tried to return a serve
okay.
with a tennis racket.
Okay, I couldn't do that.
We couldn't touch the ball.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Well,
either.
If I can't touch a ball with a tennis racket coming 120 miles an hour, I'm not touching a ball with a baseball
I
bat.
I think that Sorry. A baseball bat is a You're little out. Bit easier than a tennis racket.
You're out. Admit it. And get over yourself.
I'm going to get one hit out of those 100. All right, up next is the round table, and that is part of our happy hour, which is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball is back, and so is swim season. Call now and mention radio for a free month of pool service. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back for the Scraby Show at 6 p.m., but right, coming up next, the round table from this morning, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.